Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. Hello there, Kathy Love here. How are you? Thanks for tuning in and letting me have a little go at getting into your ears. What I thought I would chat about today is this whole thing about online learning and virtual events and webinars and so on and so forth. I'm sort of waving my arms out to the side on this one because I believe that we're really at the very, very start of engaging with learning online. And I suspect that it's going to take many forms that we just don't even know about yet. But when I think about the way I learn about what I need to know, people development and business and marketing and social media and membership groups and coaching and all of that good stuff, the vast majority of platforms, there you go, there's the word, that I engage with are all virtual and all online. So, I really love it as a media. I would love to kind of hear where you're picking up some of your clinical learning. I'm certainly hearing about more and more clinical learning programs online and mini courses and certificate courses and so on and so forth. And whilst it's not new, I would say that the intensity and the frequency and the menu of business and personal and clinical learning opportunities is, oh my gosh, absolutely on the grow big time. And, you know, we've been here at Naked Consulting, we kind of ask ourselves all the time, well, what's out there? What are we working towards? How can we be super helpful and super convenient? How can we be really easy for people to work with us and for people to access what we think about things? And we sort of are always reading and finding new products, and we evaluate them and we decide whether they're a really good fit for us now or maybe next time or maybe even never. So we're really keen on technology, and we really enjoy reading about it and discussing it and making what we think are really informed choices about the technology that we use, the technology we use in the business, the technology we use to leverage our message and to be helpful and friendly and help allied health business owners run their brilliant businesses and get all of their good stuff done in the best happy way they possibly can on a day-to-day basis. So when I saw the VFairs platform a few years ago, I thought, oh, that's super interesting. What is it that they're doing? Who are their customers? Who are they serving? Why is it working so well? So we didn't actually jump straight into it. We did quite a bit of reading, did a bit of asking around, did a bit of comparison, and very quickly fell in love with this opportunity of being able to deliver a whole conference, hours and hours of conference presentations virtually. And I guess what I'm keen to kind of share are some of the advantages as we see it. There's some disadvantages as well. I'll try and remember to run through them. But what really swayed us and really deepened our commitment to delivering our services online, and getting a very strong sense that there's more and more online delivery out through allied health business land as a new and different and emerging way of serving team and customers. So we'll touch on that as well. For us, the virtual conference very much shouts convenience. Convenience for people who are attending, so all of our guests. So you're not kind of schlepping to the airport and jumping on a flight. You're not shouting out for accommodation. And whilst those things are a lovely part of business at times to get away and have a change of scenery, there's also times when it's really hard for you to get away from the family, to get away from the business, to get away from whatever. And whilst you really want the content and the connection, boy, oh boy, the logistics can be quite a barrier. So that really appealed to us as well. It also is a different price point for us to deliver a conference. We've delivered a lot of face-to-face conferences. Some of you have probably been along to our face-to-face conferences in Melbourne. And the virtual conference is a different price point. It's not necessarily, you might be quite surprised in terms of how the prices compare, but it means that we can have as many people as who want to attend rather than be capped by a particular venue or a preferred provider that we like to engage in terms of the hotels, the rooms, the packages and all of the rest of it. So what we're able to reallocate from venue and catering budget, if you like, we can deliver that in other ways. And that really appeals to us, that we can do more with less. It's also really great that we can then reallocate energy for our speakers, and that we're not needing to fly and accommodate our wonderful, wonderful speakers and also our exhibitors as well. So I guess I also like this element, and that's why I actually use the word energy, because this gives us a lightness of touch on the planet, if you like. So gone are the conference satchels that nowadays when I go to a conference, I just don't even take them. I just say thank you and I look through, and if there's anything I particularly want, I'll take a photo of it, but I 99.9% of the time very graciously push the satchel back and say I won't be needing that. And I'm also, yeah, challenging some other conference organisers about whether or not they're a good thing, I guess from an environmental and kind of value point of view as well. So we can have virtual satchels, which throughout the presentations, and there'll be different parts, places in the virtual conference environment where you can download freebies into your goodie bag, and that they are all emailed to you virtually. So we like that lightness and we like that use of technology, rather than kind of the printing and the posting and the flying around and the all of that stuff when we're not always convinced that those physical resources are used and leveraged as well. So yes, it has a lightness of environmental touch, which is appealing for us. Less paper, less energy, hopefully less pollution. Mind you, that said, I haven't done a full business analysis, a real green bottom line on our virtual conference. Maybe you can hold me to account on that. I'll see if I can find someone who can help us work through that bit, because that's super important to me as well. The other thing that we like about the virtual platform is that it is so easy to record the presentations. As you all know, I am a Zoom fan and have been Zooming for years. And that means that when all the presentations are pre-recorded or the live ones are recorded on the day, as you know, they can all sit up on that lovely virtual conference cloud so that all of the guests, all of the paid guests, have 30-day access to the program. So we couldn't do that at all in a real face-to-face kind of conference environment. Yep, we can certainly get a videographer in, and we've done that, and we can get all of the presentations recorded. But to get them all done and down and edited and then uploaded somewhere else would be a pretty tight turnaround. And it doesn't have that same speed and convenience of being able to attach a Zoom recording up to the virtual conference platform and be available there for you within days, probably even less. My team are so, so cool at this stuff now. But with those recordings of all of the presentations, we can actually repurpose these, and they'll certainly be available for the 30 days, but those conference videos then get uploaded to one of our membership business resource portal platforms as well, so that our Inner Circle clients and our Entrepreneurial Boardroom clients have access to that content ongoing as well. So it's great to be able to add extra value, extra opportunity, extra learning to our customers, and that really helps them get their business done and rocketing along in all the ways that they want as well. The virtual conference environment also adds a sort of unusual but quite a playful and effective way of people networking. So when you're at a real conference, you kind of chat with the person that you're lining up at the coffee stand for, or the person you're lining up to get lunch, or it might just be kind of incidental kind of conversations. And there's still opportunity for that in the virtual environment as well. In our October conference that's coming up, we have a chat room, and the exhibitors will be in there, the presenters will be in there, all our wonderful guests will be in there, I will be in there, and my team will be in there as well. And what we've seen in that virtual chat environment is humor, is wisdom, are amazing questions that you may not have asked kind of out of a context of this, out of this sort of virtual conference. And yeah, a ton of learning and a ton of good stuff happens in that virtual chat environment. We love to see the questions that come up. We love to see the suggestions people make, because that gives us a really good clue about how we can be helping allied health business owners down the track. If we know what's really bugging you, we can do our best to be helpful and get you some great information about that as well. So there's a funness to it. There's a serious fun element to the chat rooms that I really don't think is replicated in a face-to-face conference. I'd be interested in your thoughts on that as well. I also mentioned the exhibitors a couple of minutes ago, and it's really cool that we can have a range of exhibitors in for them, and that we can really represent them beautifully, and that they've got a great way of showing off their wares. So all of our speakers will be having an exhibition booth. Michelle Bahari, Everyday Independence, Jana Michelle Turkelson, Kate Schreck, Letitia and her admin star business. All of them will have these really bright interactive exhibition booths where you can click on the screens and you'll go to their website or go to another landing page. You can download those documents, add them to your goodie bag, paper-free goodie bag. But for the exhibitors, they don't have to schlep through the airport, carry bags, hire staff, so on and so forth. So it's a lovely opportunity for them to engage and answer your questions and help you with what you're trying to get done as well. And it's just quietly one of our favourite parts of the whole exhibition, because those booths that everybody builds out are just amazing, absolutely remarkable as well. And then I guess lastly is that we've got this ability to kind of work together and work with our amazing guests and our coaching customers for the 30 days afterwards. And that's where we can provide some secrets and some surprises and some ongoing business love after the event as well. And that doesn't happen in quite the same way at a face-to-face conference, as everyone goes back home and back to business and gets their head buried back in the businessy side of the business. So we like that we can sort of extend the relationship and continue to be helpful and offer a few extra gems in that 30-day timeframe after the actual conference. So I guess you're perhaps wondering about how this is kind of relevant to you and your business. And I'm just kind of wanting to drop some final thoughts here in the conversation about exactly that. And it's, I guess, around the question of how you could be providing more or even starting to provide some online services. So how are you, or how could you be using video conferencing? Let's just take Zoom as an example. I really should have bought shares in Zoom. Maybe I still should. How could you be using video conferencing to support your clinical clients? How could you be using video conferencing to support your team, bringing your team together in a different way, being able to support individual team members or perhaps team members working on specific projects? And I guess guest meetings is the obvious one, and perhaps getting a little more action-oriented regarding the provision of online therapy services as well. Is this something that has just been sitting on your business plan for a couple of years that you really need to hit go on? And the answer is yes. Start hit and go on that one. I think we're going to just be seeing so much more of that as a model of service delivery in years to come. Is the online world a place that you can be doing some of your training? Are there webinars that you have been thinking that you would really like to deliver? Is there online training that you can be doing with and for your team so that you have a permanent video record of that piece of clinical work, that piece of business marketing, customer service, training work, whatever it is that you need, encapsulated and recorded as well? Could your team be developing some online training that is used in-house or potentially even extended to other customers who purchase it outside of your business? I'm increasingly hearing about the use of online platforms for membership programs for clinicians, so clinical-focused membership programs, clinical coaching membership programs, clinical supervision membership programs, but also membership programs for customers and support groups and things like that. All of that can be, we'll just have a different emphasis, I guess, from face-to-face programs, may have a different convenience, may be able to extend the reach to others who can't physically get there on the day, the time, and at the place as well. I sort of mentioned online courses just before. More and more, there's a ton of them available clinically. There's a ton of them available from a business point of view. And so maybe that's something that you've got sitting scribbled away in your notebook and something that on the back of the virtual event that you hopefully experience with us really gets your creativity sparking about how you could potentially be offering that to your customers out there as well. Also, I'm anticipating seeing a lot more virtual clinical conferences. No reason why this can't work. They're popping up all over the place, and maybe this is something that you would like to do on a scale that is totally the right amount of awesome for you and your team and your business right now. So we are all for engaging our current and our current customers and our future customers and really supporting the entire allied health business world out there to do a whole lot of great learning, great application, great getting stuff done. Virtual is our favourite, we absolutely have to say. That said, there's going to be the occasional face-to-face conference, so stay tuned for that. But prior to that, we really look forward to e-meeting you on October the 25th, where you can check out the way we use a virtual conference space, the way we set it up. There's lots of ways to be right. You'll have your own thoughts about it as well. But giving you a taste of what you may be able to think about and apply to your own business as well. Somewhere nearby, there's going to be a link to our private practice virtual conference. Our theme is Excite Your Team for Business Success. And a ton of amazing presenters, a ton of really cool exhibitions, and a ton of stuff for you to be taking home virtually. So we'll love you and leave you. Look forward to seeing you all in those chat rooms October 25th. Any questions? You know where we are. We'll talk soon. A really big thank you for investing your energy right through to the end of this episode of Private Practice Made Perfect. I really hope it was helpful and interesting and just what you needed to progress all things awesome in your allied health business. Now, we are all about helping and sharing and caring and making business easier for you guys. Please take a dance over to nacre.com.au, nacre.com.au. Over there, you will see all sorts of things that we're up to, but our biggest excitement right now is the Private Practice Virtual Conference. So save the date, October the 25th, but better still, click a link very near here, click the top banner of the homepage of the website, and get your tickets booked right now. So yes, it's virtual. You can attend from anywhere in the world. It is live and fun and spectacular on October the 25th, but you get 30 days afterwards to jump back in, re-listen, rethink, rework all of the complete program, all of the speakers, all of the presentations, so on and so forth. So over the years, we have had hundreds of allied health business owners from all over the world participate in the virtual conference. And this year, October 25th, we don't want you to miss out. So make sure that you get in and get registered. It's a super cool investment, super, super cool value. And the feedback we get about this program is absolutely remarkable. So it is our pleasure. It's one of our favorite things to do. And we can't wait to e-meet you there at the Private Practice Virtual Conference. And our theme is Excite Your Team for Business Success. So we're answering all of those questions we get about team and helping you get all of that good stuff done. Right, that's enough from me. Look forward to meeting you later.